Trout we're going to start off with this morning.
Yeah, why not? Young Mason Paul and Daniel, his son, they've headed down to the West Coast here last week and went to their favourite haunt of Arthur's River. It's a fabulous fishery, Arthur's River. It's really a jewel in the world, trout fishing circles, really. It fishes really well this time of year. The couple of whitebait runs that we have, there's always some eels in and around there, so the fish get really big. Both the resident fish that like to hang out in the upper reaches and down near the mouth, and also the sea runners that come into the mouth. It's a beautiful spot, and young Daniel picked up an absolute beauty, and I think it was well over 10 pounds, so that's good news. Yeah, good fish. They're quite different fish to look at, too, out of that river. They're quite nice and dark, and they certainly make for a good photo when they get that big.
Right. Heard any reports of up the lakes on trout?
Yeah, I have. Clinton Howe, a great friend of mine, took his young son and his wife up through the lakes. They had a bit of a tour of the place. They went to Lake Leake, and that fished really well, and it's been fishing really well for everyone, both browns and rainbows. They got a couple of really nice rainbows. Got his son onto his very first brown trout and his very first rainbow trout, so that's a pretty cool school holiday memory. And then they went up to the Great Lake, which didn't fish that well, so they went into Woods's Lake, and Woods's Lake, which is down over the back of Arthur's Lake, that fished really well. It fishes really well this time of year because the weed isn't so much of a problem. Later on in the year when the water temperatures come up and the weed sort of detaches from the bottom, it can be a bit of a pain in the bum to fish Woods's because of the weed, but they did very well and had a ball.
All right, nice. Okay, let's move on to Flathead. What's going on there?
Yeah, we spoke about that last week, and I didn't have much, so I asked about, and there's been some pretty good flathead being caught both all the way along the coast from Port Sorell right through to Burnie. John Austin, I don't know whether he's any relation to Steve Austin, the $6 million man, but he, I'm my age there a bit, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'll start talking about Morecambe Mindy and Laverne and Shirley, and everyone will just switch off.
Wow.
And now, he caught a heap of flatheads, and he was in about 36 metres out off Burnie, and he caught those on pilchards and some jigs, so that was good fun. Now, further afield, down at St Helens, the fish is really starting to come on, and there was a lot of flathead caught by Dwayne Evans. They were in a 50-metre mark off Burns' Bay, off St Helens, and they bagged out every day. They were down there for school holidays, and they found bait and those hot pink squid rigs with a go. They're always popular, those pink ribs. I think they're jiggums.
Okay, are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure they're jiggums, yeah. And they, they're basically those pre-done paternosters with a little squid on them, and they work quite well because if you put your bait down to 50 metres and it gets picked off, you've still got your little soft plastic squid to attract them. So they're not a bad idea.
Yeah, okay. So flathead trout. Let's talk crayfish because, well, squid season, by the way, is still closed until the end of the month, so we've got another 2 weeks of that.
Very much so. That makes me furious that they've shut the squid season because, of course, my opinion is they're like blowfish. They're like blowflies of the ocean squid, but for some reason we've got a squid season off the northwest coast, so only 2 weeks of that we can get back into it.
Yeah, let's talk crayfish then.
Yeah, well, November, she's all go, and first weekend in November, she's opening season, and for a lot of people, that's another iconic date in the calendar because they get away down the west coast or they get away to their shack across, you know, Stanley, Smithton, Marawar area, down to Trial Harbour and Temmer, and it's a really good weekend. So that's not far away, and we're all looking forward to crayfish season.
Beautiful. You're looking forward to Bathurst, I assume, being a car nut.
Just before we talk about Bathurst, I probably should give a gratuitous plug to Hadley Deegan and the people in there at Deegan Marine, because I mentioned crayfish season and also the West Coast and getting away from home. It's probably a good idea to have your boats in tip-top order. The West Coast is a place that will give you a bit of a touch-up if your gear's not in good nick, so get in there and get that service. Now, yeah, Bathurst, I do like Bathurst. Over the years, I've spent... As a youth, as a young boy, I went to, and Dad used to have Bathurst parties where I'd turn a wheelbarrow on its handles and sit in it all day and watch the race while my dad's friends got drunk on long bottles.
Yeah, right.
Again, showing my age, but One of the last years where I'll probably be interested in Bathurst because it's turned into a farce. You know, unfortunately, our car manufacturing industry is dead. And instead of watching the old Ford Holden battle, we're going to have to watch Camaros and Mustangs, and it personally makes me furious. So I probably won't watch Bathurst for too many more years. I think the soul's gone out of it.
Oh, gee, you've ended on a downer.
Oh, I have. I'm a little downer today, but I mean, you know, I'm down on the you know, the executives of the car industry and the government that couldn't make that work, and I am down on it because it's a bigger picture than just a race that features cars that I couldn't care about. It's about all those skills that we've lost and all that ability for all our kids to learn apprenticeships because basically of greed. You know, it's a real shame. But, you know, we'll have to look at something else to have our kids do. And that's IT. Get your kids into IT. That's where it's at.
Yeah, no, I think essentially most car enthusiasts would agree with you. You know, the old Holden Ford battles, Falcon v Commodore or whatever they want to call their new models that come out in the future. Well, well there won't be any more. But, yeah, Mustangs versus Camaros, I don't know. It just doesn't... I'm with you on that. And
I think it was a real, like back in the day, Bathurst and even the touring car championship was a real passionate affair because of those two vehicle marks. But I also used to like Bathurst when it was a production race and any old car could rock up, whether it be a 2 litre, this, that, or other, or minis used to run around. If we went back to that, I could see some interest, but they'll never go back to that. They're too far down this course of where. You know, the cars are pretty much the same. They whop a body over the top that's irrelevant. And not only that, but they cut and shut it that much that it's nearly unrecognisable from the car you can purchase off the showroom floor because it's all about fitting over the chassis. You know, it's a massive industry and good luck to them, but it's not for me.
Let's have a look at the weather then. You mentioned your friends at Deegan Marine there who sponsored the Tide information on 7AD. So I'll just let people know. They do, yes. So we've got a high tide at about 11 this morning, 3.2 metres, and then a high at 11.30 tonight, about 3.3 metres. And the weather today's pretty good, actually. Fine, mostly sunny. We've got northeasters up, maximum of 25 k's. Saturday, shower or two, couple of mils, maybe 5 mils in places, and then fine and nice again on Sunday. So today and Sunday, I reckon, best days for fishing.
Well, there you go. Now, we're going to have to change our weather format to knots in the fishing show. We talk knots when we're fishermen.
Sorry, I was reading the land forecast there. Good point, good pickup. coastal waters, okay, today. Southwesters 15 to 20 knots.
And, there you go.
Yeah, and they'll shift easterly during the morning, get up to a max of 25 knots this evening.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit much. We don't like much over 15 knots on Northwest Coast. The reason because there's not many places to hide out there. So 50, even though it sounds not that high, anything over 15 knots is a bit yucky. You can buck it a little bit down the east coast and down Eagle Hawk Neck way because you can hide in and around a point or a peninsula. But I like 0 to 5 knots off northwest coast. Maybe I'm getting too old.
Maybe. Love your work. Plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.